feel like right now we're in a good position as a defense. We're able to I feel like we're able to pick right up where we left off last season because of just the capability of the things that we're able to do. Now defensively, I feel like our communication is a lot better. Guys, we just have guys who gel really well together, and I feel like that's how you want to feel going into week one.
The loss of Travis Long, what does that do to this defense?
It's tough losing Travis. Travis was a very versatile player. As you see him came along late in training camp, they moved him to inside linebacker, and you know, he came in the room and he was picking up on things very, very quickly and doing a really good job. I was really impressed with the way, with the progress Travis made in such a short period of time. So it's tough losing a guy that's versatile like that, but you know, in any case, you know, other guys have to step up and fill that void.
D'Amico, with the additions you guys have made on defense, you're going to be able to play more dime this year, which means you're going to be able to get some rest, but also it gives you guys the flexibility to play more packages on passing downs and stuff. How is that going to help this defense, do you think, to be able to play more dime this year?
We'll see. Each team presents something different each week. We'll see. You know, I feel like Coach Davis and the staff, they'll prepare us for whatever, you know, we have to do to line up against these offenses. We'll line up and attack them however we see fit.
When people look at the Eagles' defense from last year and evaluating the team where you're coming from, do you think it's misleading to look at your defensive rank, your points given up, because so many of that those were accumulated early in the season, and then in the last quarter of the season you were much better defense?
Yeah, I think we got better as the season went along. So, you know, with stats, you know, they can go either way. You can make them look as appealing as you want, or they can look as bad as you want. So they can go either way. But I really truly feel like our defense continued to get better throughout the season. So hopefully we can start off on a great start this year. And just, you know, like, the goal is not to give up, you know, a lot of points this year. You know, they don't score, they don't win. We feel like our offense can go out and put up points against anybody. So as long as we hold our own defensively, we'll be fine.
What stands out on tape with this Jacksonville team, at least for the preseason?
Jacksonville, their team, they like to run the ball and they like to run the boot off of the run action. That's something that sticks out to them. They're going to stick to their guns. They're going to run what they run, you know, no matter, you know, what teams they play. The thing that stuck out to me is, you know, they want to run the ball. They want to be physical. They want to run the ball.
Practice the past month and a half. Has Darren Sproles looked like the player you played against for, you know, 6, 7, 8 years?
Oh, yeah. He still has looked like that player. You know, every time I lined up against him when I was on another team, it was just like, hey, we got to, you know, you got to keep eyes on Sproles. Everybody has to be watching out for him because he can line up anywhere. He can do everything on the field, his receiving, running out of the backfield. He can do it all. You know, he's a very dynamic player from that standpoint, and he's a great return man also. So, you know, all eyes are still on him whenever he's on the field.
When Andy Reid was here, his great defensive coordinator Jim Johnson used to say that they had as a target 17 points, that if they allowed no more than 17 points, they were going to win most of the games. Right. Is there a realistic number that you have in mind that you would like to hold opponents to?
Yeah, I think 17 is a good number. I think if you can hold teams 17 in this league with the type of big-time playmakers you're going to face every week, you can hold a team to 17. I feel like, you know, that's a really good defense. You'll have a good scoring defense if you can hold them under 17 because, like, our offense can go out. I feel like they can get 21 on anybody. All right. Thanks, guys.